our next storyteller is an adorable storyteller. I very much like her dress tonight, so please welcome Kim Lee.
So I was racking my brain trying to think of a story for tonight because my actual 21st birthday was not as exciting as the previous storytellers. Like, I had to look in my journal because I forgot what I did. And apparently I rented The Butterfly Effect, which a feature film starring Ashton Kutcher, and I fell asleep during halfway through it, and I don't remember anything about the film, so I'm sure it was great. But And so I was just, like, racking my brain thinking, like, what story could I tell? Like, I was, like, responsible and, like, a perfect little angel in my 20s. It was fine. And I was talking with my friends. And then I remembered, kind of, there was this entire summer wherein I would get drunk. And then, like, really, really drunk. And then I would, like, black out. And then I would then proceed to run around. And then, like, any guy I saw, I would just kind of, like, punch in the testes area. And, okay, before everyone thinks I'm a total monster, okay? Before everyone thinks I'm a total monster, sorry, I'm losing half the audience here. Apparently, like, according to witnesses and the people involved, it was really, like, it wasn't, like, a jackass, like, wham. It was, like, more of, like, a little, like a dap to the downstairs. It was, like, a little, like, hee-hee, I got you. So apparently, it was like that. So it didn't, like, seriously injure anybody. But... Of course, I don't really remember all these details, so I had to go to the victims to interview them. And one of the victims was my former roommate, Drew. And so I asked him, hey, you remember that summer when I went around punching people in the balls? And did I ever punch you in the balls? And how did you feel about it? And he said that he felt shock. And also, like, pain, but not a lot of pain. But also, like, he just found the whole thing very amusing. And then I also asked him, like, if you had, like, a statement to give, like, past drunk me, what would you tell her? And his statement is, well, you aren't being very gender positive right now. So, like, that gives you a sense of, like, okay, it wasn't, like, super, like, again, I wasn't just wailing on people. I was just like, hee-hee. And so most people, like, that I've interviewed about this found it generally amusing. Like, it was, like, my shtick for, like, that whole summer, apparently. So it was very lighthearted fun until there was this one night in particular that apparently wasn't, like, super lighthearted. And for details on this, I had to ask my ex-boyfriend. So, yeah, I know. We're still friends. Spoiler alert. But, yeah, so the context of this night, my ex-boyfriend had thrown a party at his parents' house. His parents weren't there, thank goodness. There were just several people there that I didn't know that well, though. And, again, I got very drunk very rapidly. And someone said some offhand comment, apparently, like, ha-ha, watch out for Nut Punch Kim. She might get ya. And then I was like, okay, I'm activated. And then so I, like, start, like, running after people. And then, like, people started laughing, right? Like, that's the whole foundation for, like, America's Funniest Videos is, like, that. So, like, I got a response from that. And so then apparently, like, I turned into this monster where I was just, like, chasing people that I didn't know that well. And so, like, there was this guy that I was chasing around this, like, standalone garage. And there, like, I started, like, nut punching women, which is weird because I didn't have, like, it was very weird. Basically, I was, like, out of control. And somebody was like, just, like, get her out of here. She's crazy. And so then my boyfriend just put me to bed at, like, 8 o'clock. So we were like day drinking or whatever. So again, like I went through the interview process, like, how did you feel about this? And he said, you know, I mean, it was kind of embarrassing. We had also just started dating by this time, by the way. But he did say, like, you know, ultimately, okay, it was kind of amusing. And then I asked him if he had a statement for past me. And his statement was, maybe you should ask consent before ball punching. But when we continued dating for, like, another 7 years, so I don't know what that was about. So that's my story.